WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two TV seasons ago, Joshua Brand and John Falzi, the creators of Northern Exposure, introduced a new series called I'll Fly Away. NBC canceled the show last spring after two seasons, but PBS picked up the ball, promising not only to rerun all 38 episodes of the drama, but to produce and present an all-new telemovie written by Brand and Falzi and featuring the I'll Fly Away cast. That movie airs tonight on PBS, prior to the series' repeat run. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
There are two types of history involved here. One is TV history. This isn't the first time public television has taken a series produced by a commercial network and bought the rights to rerun it. For instance, the TV version of The Paper Chase was shown by PBS after its run on CBS. But it wasn't until The Paper Chase moved to the Showtime cable network, after its PBS showing, that new episodes of that series were produced. So tonight's fresh installment of I'll Fly Away is a PBS first, the first time it's added a new chapter to a TV series after the networks have closed that book. The other type of history involved here is civil rights history. The NBC version of I'll Fly Away was set in the Deep South of the early 60s and looked at life there through the eyes of two principal characters. Sam Waterston played Forrest Bedford, a small-town white attorney, and Regina Taylor played Lily Harper, his black housekeeper. They're both back for tonight's telemovie, but this installment, called Here and Now, starts and ends in the present with an extended flashback in between. The opening is way too slow and much more obvious and preachy than the series ever was, but the ending is full of emotion and surprise. And the middle, which takes us back to 1962, is just as powerful and disturbing as I'll Fly Away ever was. Here's a taste of a scene between Waterston and Jason London, who plays Forrest's son Nathan in tonight's telemovie. Nathan is telling his dad about his night out with his friend Paul, a night that included an unexpected activity.
This afternoon you said, Paul Slocum's no angel. And he never was. You know what pulling is?
No, I know.
Pulling is when you cruise the back roads and you take turns holding a 2x4 out the back window. The 2x4 is to crack colored people on the back of their heads as they walk down the side of the road.
Nathan, my God.
And the first person to miss has to get out and address him as sir.
You did this.
I was in the car.
Paul Slocum could go to jail for that. He should go to jail for that. He and anyone else involved. In any way.
If you want, you can complain about a system that is unable to support I'll Fly Away on a commercial network. But I'm amazed and kind of encouraged that commercial TV could have produced something this good at all. And tonight's telemovie not only wraps things up, it serves as a perfect springboard to dive into the reruns. So if you didn't see I'll Fly Away the first time around, don't make the same mistake twice. Start watching tonight.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.